Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Trista M. Garden and Teresa Williams about the Casey Sesquicentennial Celebration happening this weekend. This is part one of a two-part interview. The Casey Sesquicentennial is happening this weekend, though there were a few events to kick things off on July 6th, but most of the action is happening from Friday, July 12th through Sunday, July 14th. And so how long have you been organizing this 150th celebration?
Whew. I would say we started a good year ago.
Yes, it's been over a year in planning, lots of participation from the Casey Service Club and so many citizens are from the Casey community.
And would you say the Casey Service Club is kind of the main sort of stakeholder in this?
Yes, they've definitely been the biggest driver when it comes to planning and hosting all the events and the fundraising events that we have done.
What is there to be happening? What are some highlights for the events this coming weekend?
Friday night, we will kick it off at 5 o'clock. The Casey Lutheran Church will be serving a meal, and we'll have the flag-raising ceremony and national anthem sang by Peyton M. Garten, a high school student at ACGC. We'll have our kiddie parade, kids pedal pull. The firemen will be doing a bag-o tournament. And at 8 o'clock, we'll have James Bean Band and Rainbow Penley playing music for us.
So the events will be kind of happening, would you say, in just a few main places in Casey?
Right. All the main events will be held basically at the new Casey Community Building and right along Main Street and Logan Street. We'll have a stage set up. So Logan Street's going to be closed all weekend because the stage will be in place. Couple other things that we got going on there. So Friday night, there's a drive-in movie. That will be at the Casey City Park. And then following these events, we will have a fireworks display.
Then Saturday, is there going to be a lot of historical geared events happening?
Saturday is going to be jam-packed. There is going to be something for everybody to see and do on Saturday. So, of course, we're going to start out the day with a pancake sausage breakfast at our community building. Also got a bake sale going on. There's historical merchandise for sale during that time. We also have a photo booth that you can go in and get your picture taken with some old-fashioned gear.
And I see there's going to be a photo contest. Now, is this for aspiring photographers?
Yes, all you aspiring photographers out there, make sure that you get your photos submitted to our Rolling Hills Bank, and they'll be on display for a contest.
So these are photos maybe of the town that were submitted ahead of time?
It can be a photo of anything.
Anything, the town. I knew last year they weren't all of Casey, but several were.
And if folks are interested in getting involved in that, should they contact Rolling Hills Bank?
Contact Rolling Hills Bank or also see our Facebook page. Casey, Iowa, this is my hometown Facebook page.
Is there an opportunity for folks to maybe, if they're newcomers to Casey or coming back from a long while, is there an opportunity for them to kind of go around, check out the town all that Saturday?
Yes, all day long. We will be doing a self-guided tour, so maps will be available of the historic homes and businesses that were in town and are still standing.
You can find these maps at the Casey Community Building or the Casey Visitor Center.
And where exactly is the Casey Visitor Center located?
It is the old Catholic church at the top of Main Street.
One event I'm looking forward to ever since this important figure was unveiled a few months back at Rolling Hills Bank is the Rooster Benefit Auction, if you want to share a bit of what that's about.
Sure. Around 1 o'clock, we're going to have our Casey Historical Reception, Pioneer Friends. We got a lot of things going on during this reception. So there is a Rooster Benefit Auction where we will be auctioning off the rooster in kind, and all the money that we plan to raise will go towards the food bank.
Food pantry,
thank you. Other things that are going on during our Casey Historical Reception, we have the Irish dancers performing, we have the courtyard dedication, we have the photo contest winners will be announced, and we have a beard contest going on, so the winners will be announced for that.
Okay, and another event happening Saturday afternoon that I've never heard of in a town celebration is a skillet toss.
Okay, so the skillet toss actually has some history. I mean, when growing up as a child, it's an event that they've done in Casey many, many times. It just kind of got lost over the years, and so we're bringing it back. So you ladies and gentlemen and kids alike, there will be a skillet toss to see how far you can throw or toss a cast iron skillet.
Okay, I imagine organizers will be providing the skillets.
Yes, the skillets will be provided, yes. It's not bring your own. We've got them on hand for you.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Trista M. Garden and Teresa Williams about the Casey Sesquicentennial Celebration happening this weekend. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.